When I first met Margot, she was working as a financial wealth advisor for a large corporation. She had always wanted this job. It came with all sorts of perks and incentives. She had the title, the team, and a really great retirement package. Over time, however, she felt less sure about her role within the organization, and even her six-figure income didn't seem to help her feel good. Margot had grown up as an only child, and both of her parents worked hard to make ends meet. Margot shared with me memories of how, despite their strong work ethic, there was always a concern about where money would come from, even money to pay for basic things such as groceries and rent. Margot herself had to work hard to obtain scholarships and often worked two jobs in order to attend college and receive her bachelor's degree and eventually her MBA. A few weeks before our first meeting, Margot had celebrated her 50th birthday and, like many of us, found herself asking the hard questions. Who am I in this world? Why am I not happy? Why am I not satisfied with my job, given all the perks that comes with it? Margot, obvious, was in search for happiness. During our initial conversations, she shared about her increasing dissatisfaction with her job and, quite honestly, her life. Her unhappiness was pretty constant, despite having read every book she could find, books on finding happiness, even listening to every podcast on living an authentic life, and attending some pretty expensive leadership retreats. Margot still was not happy. She actually said to me she felt worthless. Both Margot and I knew there were some issues we needed to talk about. We needed to get to why she felt numb, why she felt useless. I shared with Margot the story of the Great Hunger and Little Hunger, as shared to me by my grandmother. You may remember from an earlier video, little hungers are when we focus on the material goods of this world and when we worry about our past or future situations that we can never control. And from here, I asked Margot to identify her little hungers and their impact on her life. And not to dwell on her failures or weaknesses, but to gain clarity on how her little hungers were leading to a sense of dissatisfaction and were also standing in the way of achieving her own dreams. Margot made her list of three hungers that were ever present in her life, and they included the way she compared herself to other women, comparing her clothes, her car, and even where she worked with other women, checking social media to see who liked what she posted, and always assuming negative outcomes, even without all the facts. I then asked Margot to reflect upon the situations in which she finds herself engaging in these activities, meaning the times that she sees herself giving attention to the little hungers. Margot was most aware of her attention to the little hungers when she was around other women, whether it was during a yoga class, while in line at the coffee shop, or even at the airport. She would find herself looking, making comparisons to other women. Margot was also aware of her attention to the little hungers when she zoned out on social media. She realized that when she was bored or unsure of what she needed to do, she would sift through her Facebook and Twitter feeds for hours. Her attention to social media and the number of likes and comments heightened when she wanted to distract herself from some important things. like she was numbing herself from some pain. And the third time Margot was aware of her attention to the little hangers was when she finds herself assuming negative outcomes. This happens when she's waiting for a response from a valued client and when she's hoping for a favorable response, and she worries when she doesn't get that response in a timely manner. She would think about it and think that maybe the client doesn't like her. So it was all about her perceptions. I then asked Margot to reflect and journal about how these little hangers were getting in her way or serving as a barrier in her life. During this process, Margot shared that she spent most of her days feeling like she was never enough. She was exhausted from comparing herself to others. She also found that she was spending a lot of her time on social media. When she had a negative bias towards something, even a future event, she would find herself thinking, oh my goodness, I have done something wrong. She found she was filling in storylines that often never came true and only made herself feel worse and less confident. That nourishing her little hungers was coming at a high price. The price of time wasted, time spent in criticizing herself, and time spent on other things, and time missing out on things that could bring her joy and more happiness. You can see the role that little hungers play in our life. Can you, like Margot, see the implications when we focus too much on little hungers? And when we are out of sync with our great hunger, it may be useful at this point in the lesson to download the application activity that can be found on the lesson's main page and complete steps 1-3. Start by identifying and list your little hungers and determine when you engage with those little hungers. Think about the triggers. Consider how your little hungers get in your way. We will then continue with Margot's journey and how she was able to get in tune with her great hunger. And more importantly, how you can also get in tune with your great hunger.